And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGDF Kyle High with you. We're taking a break from Open Line as we are going to be talking to Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing great today.
It's good to see you in studio today. So a few things going on around town with the businesses for the virtual CNN. So if you can let us know what's going on, let's do it.
All right. We got a few things going on today. Just a couple. So Cantrell's Fine Jewelry has new store hours. I wanted to let everybody know. They have moved to Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday they are closed, but they will be open by appointment. So it's one of those things, if you've got something special you really need to get handled, just give them a call and they can get you all hooked up. Sunflower Soda Shop, they are doing Valentine orders right now. So the deadline is February 12th. You can do chocolate dipped strawberries, sugar cookies, do-it-yourself Valentine cookies, all kinds of stuff. They even have chocolate dipped Oreos. Mm. Yum.
Yeah, so. that would really help with my dieting, you know. So.
So. I know. Valentine's. So give them a call and place your order and get those going. So Coffeyville Public Library, I have a few great announcements from them. So if you want to know what they have available, you can request it at SCKNFIND.org. So basically, if you just want to get a good book, just go out there and get that reserved. During the day, they're open pretty much all day until about 7:30 most evenings. And the afternoon is when they do curbside. So you just call them up, place your order, and then they can get you all hooked up on curbside. They are doing virtual preschool story time. That's every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. And then, of course, our favorite thing that we're excited about coming up is the Taste of Soup. It's the 8th annual Taste of Soup event, and it'll be on February 4th, which is actually National Soup Day.
Mm.
Yay! And, of course, it's a little different this year, so they will be doing it drive-through COVID style. So, basically, you have to place a pre-order, and then things will be available to pick up at the First Nazarene Church. They're going to have chicken noodle soup, cheeseburger, and broccoli cheese. Pint.
Give me
pint.
Some cheeseburger.
I know. That sounds really good right now. I haven't had that one in a while. It's only $5. And they're pints. And then they're also going to have baked goods from Imagination Library. Those are banana bread, zucchini bread, s'more brownies, and cookies. So basically, just get your order in by January 26th. And then they can be available, like I said, on February 4th to pick up. And they'll even, this is kind of neat, they'll even deliver $30 minimum for businesses. So if you're a business and you want to get a whole bunch of soup at once, and maybe have a little get together, then that's a $30 minimum. So we're excited because I love the taste of soup and always a good day. But call the library and they can get you all set up on this.
And what kind of soups do they have again?
Chicken noodle, cheeseburger, and broccoli cheese.
Yum.
Yes, I know.
It makes me hungry. So.
And homemade and good, you know.
Yeah, that's what makes it so good because it's homemade.
Yes, exactly. So save the date on that Taste of Soup. First United Methodist, they are mourning the loss of their pastor, Mark Demas. He passed away on Wednesday, January 6th. Pastor Pauline Cluxton has been assigned as their interim minister. So join us this Sunday at 9 o'clock worship and she will be there. Our prayers are out for all of them at First United Methodist.
Absolutely.
Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Recreation. So, unfortunately, the Daddy-Daughter Ball has been postponed. Biggest event that they have of the year, usually 800 people. It's a lot. Definitely not a good time to get that many people together. So
probably not a good time.
Yeah. They postponed it until further notice due to the pandemic. So, follow their Facebook page for updates on this event and all their other events that they have going on. Here's some other exciting news. Again, not good for your diet, but Sherry Nichols from Nichols Hitching Post, they're excited to be the first business to carry Ice Cream Factory. It's a brand, supposed to be a pretty popular brand called Ice Cream Factory, and they are going to start carrying that here in Coffeyville. I'm telling you some of the things that they've got a long list of different ones, but for example, Blackberry Cobbler, Cobalt Cookie, Extreme Mint, Gooey Butter Cake. I mean, you name it. They got all these different kinds of ice cream. So stop in Nichols Trading Post and they can get you hooked up for that. Now, coming up, actually, I think it's a Saturday, January 16th is National Gift Card Day. Remember earlier this year when we were all buying gift cards to kind of help the community out? And I know a lot of people, including myself, will get those and then we kind of forget, oh yeah, I have a gift card. I better use that. So this would be the perfect day to use it. Use your gift card on the 16th. Of course, spend a little extra and show your love to the retailers as well. So January 16th is that. Save the date on February 19th and 20th. We are going to have a fundraiser, a special auction here at the radio station, and we're going to have a few things on Facebook Live. So we are seeking donation for auction items. All the funds that we do for this are used in special projects and events that we have in the community, as well as special trainings for our businesses. This is kind of neat. We have a community newsletter that goes out every week, and we're adding a new section on healthy living. New Year's resolution, everybody's like, okay, got to get back on track. So right. We're going to have recipes, tips on building your immunity system, and just all kinds of different healthy tips. So if you don't subscribe to that already, make sure you get on our newsletter list, and that way you can get all those special healthy tips. And we're also excited that we get to start publishing our community calendar again. It's kind of one of those things that where all events were shut down and we couldn't really have events, and it's still pretty limited on events, but people are being creative now, kind of doing things virtually, kind of like the Taste of Soup. So we do have a few events coming up in February. So if you have something coming up and you want to get on our calendar, just give us a call or email us or submit it to the calendar directly on our website. And that way you get on the community calendar. That'll go out at the end of January and, of course, at the end of each month. So once that's ready and sent out, if you don't have email and you're not on the list, just stop in the chamber. We'll print off copies and you can grab one to go. So again, if you have questions on all this great information or you want to get added to our newsletter, call us. Our number at the chamber is 251-2550. Of course, you can email, you can go on our website, or stop in and see us.
Yeah, and I even called you yesterday, asked about some of the information for Taste of Soup, because I did that last year. It was good.
I know. Soup is, and right now, I mean, it's cold weather, so let's take advantage
exactly.
of it.
Exactly, yeah. And you said, again, that's on February 4th, is that what you said?
Oh, yes, February 4th.
All right, so it's 2 days after my birthday. So there we go.
Yay,
that'll work.
That'll definitely work. That works out perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, Candy, again, thank you so much for coming by. Of course, you dropped the phone number for everybody so that they know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
And like I said, I called you yesterday, so you're very easy to get to. So, again, either call or head on down to the chamber and say hi if you have any questions. So, again,
thank
you so much for coming in today, Candy. We definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have open line once again, taking your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the KGGF poll question of the day.